A regular guest with North America's top orchestras, Rafael Furbeck de Burgos' 2012-2013 season has included or will include engagements with the New York, Los Angeles, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Detroit, and Toronto symphony orchestras. He appears annually here at Tanglewood and will be on the podium in the shed Friday night.
Born in Burgos, Spain, Rafael Furbeck de Burgos studied violin, piano, music theory, and composition at the conservatories in Bilbao and Madrid. From 2004 to 2011, he was chief conductor and artistic director of the Dresden Philharmonic, and is just beginning his time as chief conductor of the Danish National Orchestra.
Friday night's BSO opener is an all Tchaikovsky program featuring Joshua Bell. It is a great pleasure to welcome Rafael Furbeck de Burgos back to our roundtable broadcast. Thank you so much for being with us. A delight.
My pleasure.
I thank you for making time for this. What does Tanglewood mean to you in this coming back? You make room for it in your schedule.
Well, yes, I like very much Tanglewood. Well, I like very much the Boston Symphony. And every time they invite me here to Tanglewood, it's always a treat, not only because of the great orchestra, but also the student orchestra. I had yesterday a rehearsal with the TMCO, and that was very beautiful. I mean, these young people are fabulous.
How good are they compared to orchestras everywhere?
Well, I mean, technically, they are at the height of their knowledge. I mean, they don't have other things that, of course, the Boston, they don't have, for instance, the sound that the Boston Symphony has, or they don't have the experience, and they don't have the maturity, many things that you don't make an orchestra in a few days. I mean, you need 100 years to make a great orchestra.
You know, Joe was going to ask me a question this morning that I didn't know how to answer. You have the best name in all orchestra conductors anywhere. Do you think when your parents named you, they knew they were going to make you famous just by the way they named you?
No, it was not that way. My name is Furbeck. That was the name of my father. When I started conducting the Spanish National Orchestra, the boss that I had at that time said that he could not explain everybody that I was a Spaniard with the name Rafael Furbeck, so that I put something into the name that showed that I was a Spaniard. So my father, who had been an immigrant from after First World War, went to Spain. He was badly wounded in the war, and was very well received. He said, "Why we don't put the Burgos?" And that's why it's Furbeck de Burgos. So it was already after I had started conducting.
Fabulous.
When you look at a program like the program that will kick off the season on Friday night, Joshua Bell, of course, what do you look forward to in putting a program together, especially one that is around a single composer?
Well, we had, I think there was a problem with the inauguration date, and they asked me if I could do a Tchaikovsky, whole Tchaikovsky program with Joshua, and he's a good friend from many years, so I was very pleased to have him again and do the Tchaikovsky Symphony. And then they asked me to do the Mahler 3, and so I said, okay, let's do the Mahler 3.
Is Mahler somehow specially connected to the Boston Symphony? Is that a stump the question?
Yeah. Well, this third symphony is connected with the Boston Symphony because I think Levine did it very often, and also Ossawa did it, a lot of Mahler. So it is a connection with the Boston Symphony.
You were telling me a little bit before, we're all fascinated because there's a man named Tom Lehrer who years ago wrote a song making fun of Alma Mahler. And she has quite a history, doesn't she?
Well, the problem is that the history we knew till a few years ago was the one she wrote.
Right.
So we got a picture of Alma Mahler that then was totally changed. I don't remember the name of the fellow who wrote the book about her, who really put her to pieces, but really.
What was bad about her?
About everything.
Everything.
everything. Starting from her family, starting from her, that she thought that one of her children, that because it was from a Jewish, was, I mean, she was anti-Jewish, she was all her family Nazi, and really a woman who always making problems and things. I mean, I was very shocked to read.
But she was married to two very famous Jewish guys.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Amazing. Incredible.
When you come here for, you're here for how long? What is your schedule?
I am going to be here 2 weeks now, starting yesterday.
And a lot of, obviously, you'll be conducting here, but you also do a lot with the students, as you mentioned.
Yes, I'm going to do the second half of the concert. The other first half on Monday, next Monday, will be done by students.
What do you think they can learn from you and from your experience?
Well, what I can, you know, yesterday I asked the two fellows who were, if they learned something. They said, oh, yes, we were watching the well, I mean, I remember when I started, I have now over half a century of experience in conducting.
Right.
And that should be something. I mean, you know how
That's
to treat an orchestra, and then you know how to, you have done the work so many times, and you know what is wrong and right, and so on and so forth.
How important is a conductor? I know that's a sort of a broad question, but can a conductor, when you're looking at a piece of music, make the difference?
Of course, like a pianist can.
So go faster, go slower?
Get faster, go slower, make rubato, don't make rubato, all what it's music about.
Yeah.
That you can do also with an orchestra.
Do you ever get mad at the orchestra?
No.
So because there's some
I have a great respect of the orchestra. I mean, these people are very, mostly if you talk about the BSO or elite orchestras in general, they are giving you so much. How can you be mad at them?
Well, because you say, I told you to shut up over there in the string section, but you're not doing it.
That is not anymore the case.
No more. Okay.
That was years ago in some small orchestras in Italy or Spain that you had to put order. Now the orchestras are very professional.
They know what you want.
Oh, they know what they want.
So
mostly the American orchestras are absolutely professional. You don't have too much time, so you better use it well.
If you do this program here in Boston, and then you were to do this in Los Angeles or Pittsburgh or Detroit.
Yeah.
Would it sound different?
Of course.
I mean, fundamentally different because of the orchestra.
Because of the orchestra.
And would your conducting be different because of that orchestra?
Yes. I mean, every orchestra is a world by itself. Every orchestra has a different sound. Every orchestra has a different way of doing things. And, I mean, you ask them to do it the way you want, and they normally do it, but there are differences. I mean, it's not the same thing. It's like the persons. You have two different persons, and the two different people do the same at stage, the same personage. It's not the same thing.
But the same number of strings is piggybacking on Joe's question. The same number of strings in every orchestra or the brass section.
Yeah.
So what makes the difference?
You're trying to bring out the best in them.
Of course, that's what you try always. But so some of them are better than the others.
Can I ask one last question?
We have one last question.
Which I love to do, and that is, you're one of the most famous conductors in the world, if not, you know, right up there. So my question is this. When you come to the Berkshires, how do you decide where to eat?
I have a few places where I go, and I live at the Blantyre, which is a very
wonderful
good hotel.
Wonderful. Yeah.
So there's no problem with it. And my doctor doesn't let me eat too much.
Boy.
And my doctor is my daughter.
Oh, boy.
It's even worse.
It's your daughter. Uh-oh. That's worse. That's a double hit.
Yeah, that is a double hit. Friday night's BSO opener is an all Tchaikovsky program featuring Joshua Bell with Raphael Frubeck de Burgos conducting. For more information, go to tanglewood.org. Maestro, a great pleasure. We thank you so much for being here, and best of luck.
You are very welcome.
Thank you
very much. You're listening to the Roundtables live broadcast from Tanglewood on WAMC.